This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1102. It's a total dive, what you need to know about nightlife in the U.S.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What is a dive bar and how is it different from a regular bar or a pub? Today, get the four things that you should think about before you go out for the evening in the United States. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, Michelle. It's mid-February here. This is so crazy. It's wintertime, and I don't really want to go out, right? I want to stay inside, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you try and push yourself to go out at all when it's cold, or you just kind of like sink into it and realize, you know what, it's winter?
I feel like the older I get, the less I push myself to go out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but yeah, sometimes I do, especially in the summer. In the winter, it's really easy to just get under a blanket and watch a movie. But that's okay too. That's what it's for. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? It's fine. I mean, have you been to any bars lately?
Well, I mean, just last night I had dinner at a bar because there's a place that we really like in here in Inman Square where they share a kitchen with a really good restaurant, but it's just a bar and the food is a little bit cheaper. And I had a really nice grilled cheese with pickles and a porter. I love porters and stouts now, actually.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so the pickles were on the grilled cheese?
Yeah, you would have liked this probably. I think.
Yeah,
you like
pickles? I would do that.
Yeah, that's something unique that I don't see very often, but this particular restaurant actually puts pickles on the grilled cheese. So it was great.
Oh, man, yeah. That's good. Yeah. When you go out at night, what kind of atmosphere do you prefer? Like, I mean, I personally never really I feel like I sound like an old lady now, but like I was never really into like crowds or too much noise, not even in college. Like I like kind of like a casual setting. What about you?
Well, when I was younger, when I lived in Tokyo and New York too, but more Tokyo, I loved the clubs, like the big.
Did you really?
Oh, I loved it. We would stay out and go out and go to the clubs past first train, wait up for first train. You know what I mean? The trains in Tokyo, they close at like 1:30 and they open again at 5:30. So we'd always like let the last train go and stay out. I loved it. But now, no way. I do not want to go to clubs.
That's funny. No, I feel like I was just maybe born an old lady because I like I said, I went, but it was always like, ugh, like yeah, I'll go yeah. because other people want to go, but like yeah. I would much prefer to get a a dessert. I would say I would rather have a bubble tea. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I feel that way now. Even now, like I'd rather invite friends over for dinner. Or go to like a brewery. I still like breweries. That is my idea of nightlife, is going to a brewery where they're brewing craft beer.
I'll like, even like on a Saturday afternoon or something, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, today, guys, we wanted to talk a little bit about nightlife in the U.S. And, you know, no offense. I just want to make it clear. I'm making fun of myself for not liking clubs, but don't be offended, right? If that's you. No, don't worry. It doesn't really say anything about your personality or anything. So don't take it the wrong way what I'm saying, guys.
No, it's fine. Everyone's different when it comes to nightlife, Michelle.
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyway, so did we want to talk about a particular, type of bar? Because you had somebody ask you about it, Lindsay. What was it?
Yeah. Actually, I met up with one of our longtime listeners who's here in Boston the other day, and he was asking me about this term dive bar. Right. He said, what is a dive bar? It's not just a bar. It's a dive bar. So this is a special kind of bar. I think we should really explain this because it's special. It's not like any other bar. Usually, guys, it's like a local place that's been there for a long time. And it's usually quite small. It's usually pretty dirty. Like the bathrooms are usually not clean.
Yeah.
I like the expression hole in the wall. What does that mean?
Right. It's like, not like a fancy place. It's like you almost might miss it if you're walking past it. And it's usually pretty small.
But what I like about dive bars is they are so authentic because usually you get locals there, not like you're not, you know, transplants that spend a lot more money. It's not fancy. It's authentic. The locals go there. You know, they usually the bartender is very authentic, too. So they're not going, they're going to be honest with you. They may not be polite, but they'll be honest, and just something about that just being straightforward, I like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. It's very, I just like the local feel to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that it's kind of small, and I don't know. I like it. But I do not like when bathrooms aren't clean. That's the only
thing. No, I don't like that either. The thing that's cool though about dive bars is that they tend to attract a variety, not just locals. They also will attract like young people, but like they all come together in the same bar. And like there's this place called the Cantab Lounge here in Central Square. And on the nights when music is being played there, you'll get such a random mix of people. It's so funny. Yeah. It's hilarious.
That's so funny. So, I mean, so how is it different than a regular bar, would you say?
I mean, regular bars, first of all, are probably more expensive, more trendy, fancier, cleaner, and probably would consist of more people, like younger people, like people in their 20s, 30s, and maybe just more annoying just because it's trendy. You know, do you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get at this idea of like authenticity versus trendiness and I don't know if you're feeling
I think it also, I am. I agree with you. I think it's more just like, maybe it has a little bit of a cleaner feeling. Maybe it also has like really nice food, right? So like a dive bar would just be like burgers and, you know, things like that. But like, whereas a regular bar might have some, you know, like more of a
fancy
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So you're saying like the kind of drinks they serve, the kind of food.
Yeah,
totally.
I mean, I think many times with a dive bar, you might just call it a bar, but like if you're looking for a differentiation, that's what I would say.
You might say something like, oh, let's go to this place. It's a total dive. It's a total dive.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then I also wanted to talk about pubs, because recently I had a student call a bar a pub to me. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring that up because I think a pub is a very specific type of bar, right? I think it's more like British or Irish style, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, I would say like bar is probably the overarching term for all
it's
of
it's like
these
the umbrella
things.
Term.
Yeah. But a pub is probably like owned by an Irish staff, a family or a British company. You know what I mean? Like Irish. Right. Yeah. Tend to be Irish, British.
Right. So, you know, just like pay attention to that, because I think, you know, first of all, when in doubt, you can call it a bar. But like, you know, more, I remember it was kind of like a little bit odd for me to hear that, because I was like, oh, that's not a pub, you know, like it just sounded a little bit different to me because there was nothing like pubby about it necessarily.
Yeah. I mean, it's tricky because sometimes sometimes bars are called, like, I don't know, Danny's Pub or something, right?
Like, right.
Or around here, it's actually like usually like an Irish name would be like, I don't know, something like McMahon's Pub or something.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. But I know that in England, for example, I think they mostly just use the word pub to talk about bar. So that's the other thing. Like, it's synonymous with bar in British English, right? But not necessarily here.
I think so. Yeah, I know. And that's interesting. So I think, you know, we more use the word bar and pub is a special kind of bar.
Yes, exactly. Whereas I think in British English, pub is a bar. It's all of it is pub.
Right.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
And then changing gears here is, so for club, right? So that's short for nightclub, of course. So what do you think of when you think of a club?
I think of like dark rooms, levels, loud music, like strobe lights, clubs, multiple levels sometimes.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah. DJs.
Right. So I think in general, like when you're thinking about what kind of experience you want to have, I think bars can perhaps be a little bit quieter, although I've been to some pretty loud bars. But especially a dive bar may have more of a neighborhood vibe with regulars. But like a club is going to be, you're not talking.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're going to come out of it trying to talk and you'll lose your voice. Try to talk.
right, exactly. So it's not really a place that you want to go if you're going to go with, like, you know, just a friend and you wanted to catch up.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That would be better for a pub or a bar or a dive bar too, you know.
Right. So let's talk about what to wear. So if our listeners are in the U.S. and they want to go out, right? So what would you wear at a bar or a dive bar?
I mean, dive bar, you could definitely be very casual. Jeans, t-shirt, whatever it is, sneakers. Some bars that are a little more upscale, you might want to look a little better.
True.
Here in Boston, though, most bars, you can get away with wearing whatever you want. It's a casual city compared to New York, for example.
Right. So there are some, like, I don't know, what would you call like a fancier bar?
What do you mean? Just a bar?
No, like there's a name, isn't there? I don't know. I feel like I'm missing like a name of like a particular like a trendy. I don't know. But, you know, some bars are fancier, right? And then you have to dress up a little bit more. But if it's just like, if you're a bar would be a really place to go, a great place to go if you are like, if you've had a long day in New York and you just want to like relax, throw on some jeans, or maybe you've been walking around all day. And if you go in and you see, you know, you'll probably find it's casual, but you might want to run into a bar where, you know, it's a little bit fancier and then you'll feel a little funny and you'll want to change.
Yeah, for sure. But if you're a tourist, like you can usually get away. Yeah. I mean, there's so many tourists in New York and people know that tourists just wear jeans.
right. So,
yeah.
What about a club? What do you think you have to wear to a club?
Clubs are usually a little fancier, right? Yeah. So I definitely would wear something different. Like women will wear dresses sometimes, depending on the place. Men maybe might wear ties. I don't know. Maybe a
actually,
really nice
I'm not sure about the ties, but maybe I was thinking about them. Who knows?
Yeah. But just like nicer shoes.
Yes. I mean, the shoes I think are a big deal. Like for men, I think, because sometimes they won't let you in.
Yeah. They look at your shoes for sure. Dress codes. That's a club tends to have dress code. Bar usually, those bars don't usually have dress codes. Generally.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it depends on the place. So the thing is, you might have to call ahead if you want to go out. You can always call ahead and check about the dress code because, I've definitely heard of shoes. Like I know like friends of mine, guys who have shown up in, you know, like sneakers or something to a club and they can't go in.
Oh, no. But I feel like they tend to be a lot harder on men than women when it comes to dress code. Yes, for sure.
I have definitely, yeah, I know that. So another thing is, do they cost anything? So do bars, does it usually cost anything, Lindsay, to go to a bar or a pub or a dive bar?
Definitely, usually not a pub or a dive bar. Definitely not a dive bar. Probably not a pub. Some fancier bars might charge a cover, but generally no, in my experience. But clubs, yes, usually.
Yeah. In a club there could be a cover charge. Also with a bar, you know, unless sometimes a bar might be a location for that there's a music or a comedy show, and right. sometimes then there's like a 2-drink minimum, you know, there mm-hmm. so you might want to ask there if there's going to be a show, you might want to ask if there's a charge or if there's a minimum.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So it's good to know. Call ahead, get a sense, go to the website, look at the pictures, see what people are wearing.
Right, for sure. So, I mean, if you're going to call ahead, what could you say?
So is there a cover charge, right? To know if you have to pay? What is the dress code?
Right.
Do you have trivia if you're into trivia? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then is there a minimum or is there a drink minimum?
Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of trivia bars in Boston, Cambridge, because there are a lot of, you know, like students here, right? Super common around here, trivia.
For sure. Yeah. A lot of trivia here as well. So, trivia really got really popular.
It's trendy right now. Yeah. It's trendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but guys, so this is basically the overview of, you know, the different venues you could go and like what you might choose. And I know that, you know, you might have, you know, similar experiences like all around the world in the type of nightlife there is. But, you know, hopefully you got some tips here on how these things differentiate and like what you might want to look for if you're in the US and you're thinking about going out.
Awesome. And guys, yeah, definitely go out if you want to, if you have the energy, you want to go out when you're, you know, that was a big part of living in Japan and living in Paris too. Like that was a big thing. Like I wanted to go out and experience that. It depends on, you know, where you're at in your life, but it's also a good way to practice your English. You know, you're going to have conversations with people. That's how you learn languages, is the moments when you're not studying, quote unquote, right? When we're actually just speaking, that's when we learn.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, when deciding where to go out, you know, consider your budget, the kind of night you're looking for. How well do you want to hear people, right? Do you want to mostly dance or do you want to catch up with an old friend, right? But yeah, it's always good to call ahead if you're unsure about the proper attire or how much money you need to bring, you know, think ahead. Or, you know, I'm thinking of New York. It's so easy to just go in. If one bar doesn't work out or if you're not wearing the right thing, go to the next one. I mean, there's so many.
There's so many. There's so much to do. Same in Boston, kind of. There's so many bars, so many restaurants to go to. So the world is your oyster, as they say, right, Michelle?
That's right. So anyway, this has been a lot of fun. And have fun going out, guys. Let us know if you have any favorite places that you've been to.
All right. Talk soon, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.